It was 25 minutes before we gathered together for group worship and prayer, and I felt the nudge that the Lord wanted to speak to us. I thought, how am I going to get a message in such a short time? And immediately changed my tune when Jesus said, "Elizabeth, please write down these words and share this with my flock. My people, for those of you who have not made any preparations for the end times, I will tell all of my faithful that they will soon be called to a refuge in the coming warning experience. I will give a stern warning to those who did not prepare, and they will need to ready their backpack for the refuges. As you are approaching the fulfillment of end time events, many people have taken up the clarion call to establish refuges. In particular, my servants have responded to my will for preparing home refuges for the coming mega tsunami, which has so far been mitigated by my Father. I have given those within the danger zones the how, what, and where to create houses for themselves and to help others. 1,200 new refuges will be built in America alone for heaven to send my people and those ripe for the harvest to live during the Great Tribulation." Just then Father God began speaking. "Take note, daughter, there are two types of specialized refuges that heaven would like people to consider as they are preparing their homes and properties to be refuges. These two refuge types are very special and will be certainly needed in this end times. If you feel any particular urge or tug in your heart as you are learning and experiencing more about building refuges with your husband, please pray about it, as it may be heaven placing the call upon your heart. The first specialized refuge is so necessary for my people now and in the future. The call for young men and women to join the priesthood, becoming my ministers on earth, is going to be accelerated during the Great Tribulation. Heaven will be actively involved in helping the refuges that answer the call to teach our early church practices during the end times. When he says are, he is referring to himself, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The saints will take on an active role in teaching and instilling heavenly wisdom in those still living on earth during this time." I was thinking, can you even imagine attending a lecture given by St. Paul or St. Thomas More? Talk about your higher learning. Father God, this is truly amazing and so incredible. He continued, "If in your monastic contemplative community preparing for the end times, I would like you to consider this extra calling for your community's charism, or a group of retired priests living in community who might have something to offer the younger priests in training. I would like my chosen children to start giving thought to this idea in prayer. If they are a refuge owner, that has the means to carry out this need in the end times. I will provide the graces to succeed through my son, but I will need people to say yes so heaven can start working on making it happen." And a brother earlier heard a teaching on yielding to Holy Spirit's movement and guidance as he works through us to accomplish the destinies God has laid out for us. We need to correspond with the Holy One and work in union with him as he leads us along our divine path. Father God continued, "Now for the second specialized type of refuge, it is our hope that many refuge owners will answer this call as well, because there is going to be a tremendous need during these turbulent times for orphanages to house all ages from newborn to late teens. Because even if the parents or guardians do not convert, all children who are 7 years old and younger are innocent in my holy sight, and they are going to be saved, protected at refuges, and they will not be martyred. There is going to be a large need for orphanages for the younger children including orphanages that specialize in children coming from abusive homes and other traumatic circumstances. Secondly, there will be a need for orphanages for children who are 8 years old and older to late teenage years, because these children will have gone through the warning experience, the illumination of conscience, and they will see themselves in our mirror. Their deeds, good and bad, will be revealed, along with the final destination of their souls. They will have the free will opportunity to go to the refuges, even if their parents or guardians do not convert to my son. These children will also have special needs, as they will be above the age of reason and will need your comfort and love, my dear ones, due to severe trauma. Go forth, precious children, and walk in the power my son has bestowed upon you. Remember to love all and do good to those who cause you harm. And that was the end of Father God's message. Stay tuned, dear family. Brother John and I are starting a YouTube channel called End Times Refuge to help those inspired by Holy Spirit to build an off-grid refuge and to help you set up your own home refuge. We will be taking people through composting, water catchment, installing solar power, blessing and consecrating your homes, greenhouses, food storage, and much more. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, as the Lord prepares our hearts for the current times.